I'm sure there's a law that would prevent my family from digging a hole out in the woods and dropping me into it. But it seems like that's what people used to do, right? John?
Yeah, you ought to be able to do that. I'm completely on board. Whatever you say.
What are you really thinking about?
How did they not?
I don't know. How did we get into this? I can't remember. And I know exactly what
Ernie
I wanted
Banks
to talk about.
$35,000 funeral is how we got into it.
$35,000. Ernie Banks, right.
You are
That's
welcome.
Steve's news story. Yeah, thank you, Steve. I need to talk about an issue, and I'm glad to have two men here to help address it. And you girlfriends can call at 312-981-7200. Joe Biden has to be stopped. He cannot continue to handle women.
Who did he touch now?
Everybody.
Yeah.
I saw a video the other day of a young woman, probably 12 or 13, and I don't know whose child she was. And she was at the White House, and Joe Biden was standing behind her. He put his hands on her shoulders, and he put his face right down next to her
ear.
Well,
that was the big one.
Could just see this child kind of going, ew.
Well, that's what he did with the new secretary's wife.
That's who she's talking about. I think it's the secretary's daughter, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Secretary of Defense.
She looked very young, but it was his wife that he was fondling from
behind.
Yeah, why?
She wasn't a child.
Fondling.
She was not a child. No,
yes.
No, she was not fondling.
Well, when you put your hands on somebody's shoulder.
That's what he was doing. He was being creepy.
He was totally creeping. No, it was totally creepy, and I'm interested if I'm the only one that responds. There are videos out there of many times. Didn't he do this to Angela Merkel?
That was George Bush.
Bush. So it's a theme thing.
Oh, no, let me say this, because I know what you're saying, and on its surface it's creepy, and it's not right to say, well, it's just Joe being Joe or an older man being
right.
an older man. But it's the same thing he did to President Obama when the president signed the health care law. Remember?
He
leans in and he goes, this is a big effing deal. Remember that?
Sure.
Okay.
What did he say?
He said, I'm not doing that. This is a big effing deal.
And
oh,
so,
Lord, that's right. We're on the stream.
He just leaned forward and said, this is a big fucking deal.
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
Did it.
So what's your point, Steve?
Coming up on the business lunch today, John.
And the John Williams Show.
Perfect opening. You handed it to me.
No.
Okay.
He's inappropriate. So he gets in close. He's a glad hander. He's a juggler. You know what I mean? I mean, I agree with you. It was weird. The look on her face, it was uncomfortable. But I think you have to consider whether there's sexual creepiness or malice there, and I think there's none.
That is not the only occasion, though.
No.
I saw a video the other day.
He would do it to me.
I just googled creepy Joe Biden.
Yeah.
The images are plenty.
Yeah.
People like Hillary, people like Barack.
But I
want to ask something.
Okay.
If Nancy Pelosi had done the same thing, would people be up in arms?
It's different.
Absolutely.
It's different.
So we had three different answers there. No, it's different. Absolutely. I would say no, they would not be. And it's not different. That's the thing. It's not different.
It's not a thing that women. First, you've heard about Joe Biden handling women.
I swear to God, you know, I don't listen to the news that much.
It's good to know our Republicans are well informed.
Hey, Kathy.
Well, can I tell you something?
I'm pulling
one
you
more
in.
Thing?
What
can
Mike?
I ask you one question?
Sure.
Okay. With this thing with Netanyahu and Obama, I haven't heard the news really talking about it a lot, except for the first day. Just my own opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. But they talk about what's the name of the other Ferguson for months. They talk about that, and I just don't get it.
Well, I think the Netanyahu thing was in the headlines for about a week.
Yeah.
Well,
it was being discussed for some time.
I understand that, but it was discussed, but not after his speech. I didn't hear a thing. I really didn't.
Hmm.
I listened to the news.
Mike, where do you get most of your news from?
I get it on the internet mostly.
Okay.
Reading it, Yahoo News.
So you get it on the internet, but you haven't seen anything about Joe Biden being inappropriate.
I didn't see anything about that at all.
Okay.
I swear to God.
All right. Well, Mike, we're glad you're listening. How are you listening? Are you listening on your phone or on your computer?
On my wife's iPad.
Okay.
You know, and it's a good way to stay informed in the way you're informed is to listen to us.
To listen to Kathy and Judy.
Because
well, I'm glad you're on the air.
We are, too. Thank you, Mike.
There's so much to learn.
And we're glad you called.
Turn my daughter against me now. She's sending me pictures.
Of what?
Of Joe Biden.
Your daughter?
Yeah. Handling. Apparently, so she's listening.
Sniffing babies or something.
Yeah. I like to sniff babies.
Oh, you
I'm serious.
You're the
brand
problem.
New babies, brand new baby heads smell like sausage.
Okay, so you if Joe
baby
Biden
heads.
If Joe Biden
baby.
Wait, if Biden had just said that and took a whiff of some kid,
yeah,
you'd be sending him off to sea
and then put brown mustard on them.
Right. Like kid.
All right, now Steve, do you want to do a newscast at 11:30? I mean, you don't have to if you don't want, but it's always a good kickoff for other conversation.
Sure.
While John handles his balls.
John, did you see it? So we're in the studio. We're in the studio
working.
John cannot keep his hands off the balls in this studio.
So if you watch Cap and Haw on Comcast, we're in their studio, and part of the set is about 10 different sorts of sports balls.
Right.
And John walks in.
You remember John?
John walks in. The first thing he does is touch one of them, and then it's like Lucille Ball. They all start rolling.
All
over.
And they were arranged in a pile.
You can't put them back together.
I pulled the bottom Jenga out.
I thought he was making chocolates over there.
Oh, okay. All right. So back to you, Steve.
Right. So, well, one of the things we've been talking about is the funeral today for Minnie Minoso. That's coming up about a half an hour from now. Mayor Emanuel will be among those paying tribute at the service at Holy Family. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants have begun demolishing the ancient archaeological site of Hatra in northern Iraq. Beautiful buildings. The people who live near there say they heard a couple of large explosions and then saw bulldozers tearing down the site.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's another one. It's like a repeat of what happened with the Taliban in Afghanistan.
I remember. Yeah.
And they'll never be back. The Illinois Tollway says don't pay attention to those emails if they say indebted for driving on toll road or payment for driving on toll road. There have been some phishing scams involving people with iPasses.
Don't click on the link.
And they say don't be taken by that.
Okay.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Beyonce Fox is working harder than anyone else here.
I doubt it.
Except no one can hear her.
Oh, yeah. Three. There you go. Beyonce Fox, WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Enjoy it. It's over. The winter is behind us now, partly cloudy.
We'll never have any more snow.
God.
I talked to Tim McGill this week. He said it's over.
Okay.
It's pretty much.
Well, Tim says so.
We might have a couple of cold days, but nothing like we've had. And we're going to be in the 40s today, around 40 tomorrow, up to 50 by Tuesday. It is 43 degrees right now at O'Hare.
Excellent. I have so many branches in my yard.
Is the snow melted?
Like a Chase branch or a U.S. Bank branch? What
no,
are you talking about?
Tree branches.
Oh.
And I can't remember which. It was a very heavy snowstorm that just broke branches off like crazy. So that's going to be part of my spring plan.
We're going to talk about ways to prevent that coming up in the
on
business
the Steve
lunch.
Bertrand.
Yeah.
Did you get your guest yet for the funeral?
How to make money at your family's funeral.
Right, exactly. Still working on that.
That's coming up, but if you stay with us until 12:45.
All right, all right. Now, Mike Steven is filling in for John Williams today because John is doing what?
Yeah, it's hard to believe I'm here for a jumble event.
I know. They must be paying you a bundle.
Yeah, not enough, really, but I'm not working, and somebody flew me in, so I said, yeah.
Cool.
But the creators of Jumble, it's 60 years old, and the guys that are doing it these days are really fun guys, and they've been on my show several times, which is weird because it's such a visual thing. But I like them. They've got fans, and I like talking to them. And they
So are you going to be solving jumbles?
Yes.
You are.
Doing a human jumble where you wear letters on your T-shirt.
Oh, that'll be funny.
That's cool.
If this goes well, we might have a national giant jumble convention. So I'm emceeing this bad boy.
So the letters on jumble that are circled are the letters that are in the final puzzle to be solved.
Correct.
Okay, so you're going to put numbers on people and move them around.
One of the things we'll be doing, we'll be solving old jumble puzzles and new jumble puzzles. And the guys will be, if you have a good pun, because a pun is part of it.
Okay.
Since I'm going to say, let me just run this by you.
Okay.
Hi, glad you could be here. Welcome. We're really glad you're here. I was up late last night and Hi, glad you're here. Really glad you're here. In order to get ready for today's event, last night I had the perfect meal.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Jambalaya.
That's a good way to start.
Jambalaya would you know, what would be the perfect meal for John to have before the big event?
Right. And jambalaya. Then and then pause for laughter.
Well, sure, they'll all laugh.
They'll be all over that.
They'll be out of that room.
It's a jumble crowd. So they'll love that, right?
Jumble crowd. Okay, yeah, right. So then we're all going to do fun stuff like that for a couple hours.
Okay.
And then I'll get on an airplane and fly back to Minneapolis.
And where's this going to be?
Down the hall?
Isn't on 7.
Yeah, one of the
Are there people assembling now, even as we speak?
Yes, yes.
Is there food?
Yes, in fact, some
let's
of them
go.
Are.
Oh, Steve, you have to do the
clock.
Steve has to do the business lunch.
It's
what?
The business lunch.
Do you get lunch from the business lunch?
You should broadcast from there.
Right.
Hey, can I ask you a different question?
Sure.
So you guys aren't on Monday through Friday. I am in Minnesota.
Yes.
Have you guys been talking or thinking much, say, even here this weekend about the Hillary thing? And
the email?
You mean the email thing?
Yeah.
We should call Mike back.
Wow.
I'm sure Mike knows about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See,
Mike would know about that.
That's not even, I mean, maybe that isn't a partisan event, but it's
right.
A real thing. She should have been using a government sponsored
right.
Address.
You know,
maybe she didn't know how to sign on. You know?
That happens to people all the time.
Okay, can I
just... Created her own domain. I mean,
people who are, like, pontificators have said they think in the long run it's not going to be that big an
I
issue.
I think you're right, Judy. There's no smoking gun there. Until we find the email that she was hiding via her personal account, which says something awful or nefarious or illegal, then...
Have they had access to all of those?
They say they have. But can I just say where fiction becomes fact...
Sure.
Coming up on the business lunch.
Yes. You're talking about that.
Brett Ahrens from MarketWatch.com, and one of the things he wrote this week is how it won't amount to much.
Did you tell John to bring this up?
No.
To promote your noontime show?
But here's what I think, John, why it's not. I mean, you know, the Benghazi group in the House wants to
right.
bring it up again. But I think every politician is doing it, right? So it's going to be hard to throw stones.
Is doing
Jeb Bush
private
did
emails.
Something very similar.
Okay.
I think they all have email
Colin
issues.
Powell did.
And I right. think, and
even
I
though
think,
it, even though it does seem to be wrong, you know, inappropriate.
Well, if you're the Secretary, Sarah Palin did, Mitt Romney did, but if you're the Secretary of State of the United States and you're doing government business, how in the world does it not occur to you to do that on the government website on the with your government email?
It seems doesn't seem
inappropriate. For
archives,
right. No,
right.
For
legal
right. Agreed.
Reasons,
agreed. So. I think one of Hillary's bigger problems is going to be, there's a lot of talk now, and it's probably all on Fox News, but about who is funding the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, that's come up because they've taken donations from foreign governments,
right.
which
yeah.
is funny, right? I mean,
Well, it's dicey.
Well, is that not allowed?
Well, I mean, you can accept donations from who you want to accept donations
you're
from.
A foundation. You're not an agency of the government.
Right. It's not a campaign fund.
Right.
Even
so.
Still.
What? What? What?
What's the problem with taking money from a foreign government?
Say yeah. Say
if you're going to be, if you want to be the president, the foundation was established after Bill Clinton left office.
Right.
And by association,
it's funny,
you are
though,
connected
I,
to
I know
that.
What you're saying, and you're right. And the idea is that, oh, she's taking money from Dubai,
right?
Right. And so will that play? Well, first of all, it's a foundation. It's not her campaign,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
So there's that. But it's like,
even
oh,
still.
She's taking money from Dubai. This would be awful. But we don't consider that it's okay when it comes to different groups in the U.S., right? I mean...
You mean like to PACs and stuff like that?
Right.
But we don't know that, do we? I mean, isn't a lot of PAC funding... kind of under the radar?
Well, it is campaigns. The commercial spending is now, you know, when people buy campaigns and things like that.
Well, there's a firewall between the campaign and what PACs do, so that PACs can run attack ads,
right.
but the candidate says,
supposedly,
I have nothing to do
supposedly
with it.
They
I
know
don't.
Nothing about
right.
it, right, which is so, it's
biggest,
so disingenuous.
Totally
right.
agree, yeah.
Just bull.
Because
but,
you say to them, why don't you then tell the that ad to stop, and they say, it's
I,
not
I don't have any control,
right.
right,
that's
right.
a separate. That's a totally separate entity. And but if we were to look and see, I imagine that the state of Israel is making donations to certain conservative PACs because that connection with conservative groups in the United
or
States
right,
and Israel.
Yeah, I'm sure money
right.
one way or another going back. And
right.
On.
But I'm asking, is that viewable? Is that knowable?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know that. But I would be surprised if the Israeli government is funding... Is paying, you know, private lobbyists.
It's probably
here.
An
I don't
Israeli
know.
PAC.
If somebody dug up and found out that some agency of the Israeli government is helping Republicans get in office or stay in office, I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't either. I mean, I find the connection fascinating, that so much of the support for Israel comes from United States conservative groups. Groups tend to be totally supportive of Israel's position in the Middle East.
Well, Netanyahu's speech before the Congress looked like a State of the Union.
And your the caller earlier, you know, was upset about the coverage of it.
Yes.
And he was upset about that Netanyahu's speech didn't get more analysis, what he had to say. But I think the fact that that speech happened to me is monumental.
Agreed.
It's
I'm sorry,
huge.
What is monumental, Steve?
The fact that Netanyahu was invited and came and gave that speech. I mean,
without the approval of the president.
Well, not even approval or, they should have been
spoken to the U.S. Congress before.
But never, I don't know that a branch of government has ever invited a foreign leader to come and speak to them directly against another branch
of
government.
That is the thing. It's not that he was there, but it's that he used our platform to criticize our policy, which has been developed in our own interests. Yes. I know he's critical of it because it's not good enough for Israel, but it's the policy of the United States.
Right.
I thought it was horrible that he used that to criticize us on our turf.
Stupid on his part, I think.
I don't know. And
horrible also that he was invited. I mean, it was a completely political thing. And I have talked to people. And I don't know when it ever has happened before. I mean, it would be like Obama going to, you know, it doesn't quite work in England because it's, but you know,
one of the Labour Party had invited Obama to come and speak to Parliament.
To Parliament to rip on David Cameron.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
not to talk, I mean, to directly rip on the policies of David Cameron.
Right. Right.
You know, that's what he was doing. He wasn't saying we need to be protected. He was saying what Obama is doing is bad.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Kathy.
I had an interesting conversation with somebody the other day about how we tend to get our undies in a bundle over things like this, over politics, over what's on television, whatever. And the truth is, the bottom line is that the average person, not the average person without a mic, because I know having a microphone gives me an advantage, but the average person out there in the world that's got their undies in a bundle can't do a damn thing about it. They can vote. They can vote.
You mean they don't like the fact that Netanyahu spoke or Hillary's emails
were bogus? Exactly. You can go on your Facebook page. You can post something that you pulled off Fox or the Daily Signal or something like that. But in terms of real-life effect on any freaking thing, zero.
So what's your point?
Zero.
Your point is that we shouldn't be too worried about it because it...
No, not that we shouldn't be too worried about it. I think the conversations about it are important, but the truth is we're not the people that are going to make anything happen.
Don't you think we're more empowered now than we used to be? I mean,
you mean because of social media?
Citizens?
Yes.
Jude, what?
I don't think we have that much more power because of social media.
Well,
I think politics operates in its own little
vacuum. Right.
Yeah, their own little bubble.
Yeah.
I really don't think anything. I mean, can you point to anything that you feel has been affected by a surge of feeling issue?
Well, the Hillary email scandal was revealed by a hacker. I mean, it was an individual, you know, some knucklehead in a basement.
Right. Revelations. Oh, here's what we found out. Somebody hacked into somebody's account. But in terms of doing anything,
it's not a policy changer.
Right.
I think the last time that average people were able to do something about big issues like this was the protests against the Vietnam War. I think certainly there have been protests against what has happened in the Middle East.
The Arab Spring mattered, and that was average citizens, right? That was...
Oh, that's a good point.
Well,
that wasn't. That was in other countries, and most of it's been overturned since then. But,
and the Bloody Sunday ultimately did matter. It changed policy.
You mean Selma?
Yeah.
But that was 50 years ago.
Well, but what about Ferguson and what happened in Brooklyn? I mean, I'm just...
But nothing has changed.
Yeah, but
I think things have changed from that,
I think change is a coming on some of these issues. Literally, don't you think that in time, in the near term, prosecutors and police have to rethink how they handle people of color in this country?
Of course they do.
I think it's already started.
And it started why? Because of what we saw on the internet and what people were able to record on their cameras.
Right.
And we're changing the way we sentence people to prison now.
And good. Fine. So that somewhere down the road, they owe $500.
This is all very fascinating and interesting, but I have to go to a jumble event. So if you'll excuse me.
Okay.
Okay, John.
Yeah, and that jambalaya line real good.
Yeah, let us know how that goes, will you?
Laughter down the hall.
It's the jambalaya line.
And they'll be laughing with you.
Right. Okay. Nice to see you guys. You guys sound as good as ever, by the way. We listen on Brenda's personal device back at home.
Don't say that to them, John.
Or what?
Yeah. I can't imagine, what is it something we can market?
Can you make...
Again, my wife and daughter are listening right now, okay?
We've discussed this before.
Nice to see you.
All right, don't go away. We want to take a picture, too. We're going to take a break, and we're going to take pictures.